From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Pope Francis has reactivated his sexual abuse advisory panel by restructuring its membership following criticism of his handling of scandals that have staggered the Catholic Church for more than three decades. The Vatican announced Saturday that Francis reconfirmed Cardinal Sean O'Malley of the northeastern U.S. city of Boston as head of the panel. The reconfirmation of seven members and the appointment of nine new ones, the reshuffling comes 2 months after the panel's three-year mandate lapsed. The special counsel looking into Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election announced charges against a Russian social media troll company, 12 of its employees and its financial backer, and the first indictment brought against Russians allegedly involved in the effort. It does allege that the Internet Research Agency, which is a St. Petersburg-based company with ties to the Kremlin, orchestrated an audacious campaign to influence the 2016 presidential election in favor of President Trump. The indictment charges all of the defendants with one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, three defendants with conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and five individuals with aggravated identity theft, but none are in custody. The Commerce Department continues to urge President Trump to impose tariffs or quotas on aluminum and steel imports from China and other countries. Unveiling the recommendations Friday, Secretary Wilbur Ross said in case of both industries, the imports threaten to impair the national security. He mentioned, as an example, that only one U.S. company now produces a high-quality aluminum alloy needed for military aircraft. China's Commerce Ministry has said that the report was baseless and did not accord with facts and that China would take necessary steps to protect its interests. This is VOA News. The U.S. Attorney General has ordered an immediate review of how the Justice Department and Federal Bureau of Investigation respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action does follow an admission Friday by the FBI, the top national law enforcement agency, that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded 14 others at a school in the state of Florida Wednesday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump visited Florida after the attack and the Broward County Sheriff's Office, and he praised the first responders and applauded the short amount of time it took to get victims to the hospital, noting that a patient at the hospital had two bullets in her lungs.
What a great job you've done, and we appreciate it very much. An incredible job, and everybody's talking about it. I just got back from the hospital. A young woman was shot, four bullets, two in her lungs, and they got her over to the hospital in less than 21 minutes. She had no chance, and between the first responders, your people who got her, you know who I'm talking about, they got her there, Scott. What a job you've done, and the doctors did a great job over the hospital.
A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing two people on the ground. The earthquake struck southern Mexico Friday, causing minor damage in the state of Oaxaca. But there were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. One worker provides an account of what happened after the earthquake.
Yo me encontraba trabajando en el piso 26.
I was working on the 26th floor at the time. The tremor was very strong. I was scared, but in this case, I had to try to stay calm and evacuate the building, as they told us. The tremor was so very strong and even stronger on the higher floors. Fortunately, no tragic incident occurred.
And the U.S. Geological Survey put the quake's magnitude at 7.2 and said its epicenter was a rural area of southern Oaxaca near the Pacific coast. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has given four death sentences to a man it found guilty of raping and murdering a six-year-old girl. The victim was attacked last month in her native eastern city. The news of the incident shocked the nation, sparking demands to swiftly bring the killer to justice. A major manhunt in and around the city and DNA test enabled police to arrest the man. He's identified as 24-year-old Imran Ali, and he later confessed to the crime. Nigerian police say three suicide bombers attacked a crowded fish market near the northeastern city late Friday, killing at least 18 people and wounding about 22 others. The suspected suicide bomber struck about 25 kilometers southeast of the Borno state capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks in Borno State, which has been worst hit by the Boko Haram insurgency. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.